Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Regional Vice President Angela Solomon, and it is my absolute pleasure and privilege to be with you on this morning's Mojo Call. Today, I'm going to talk with you about filters. Hang with me for a second while I explain. According to the dictionary, the definition of a filter is any substance through which liquid or gas is passed to remove impurities. A coffee filter serves a very important purpose for coffee drinkers. It separates the coffee grinds from the coffee. People don't want the grinds. They want to drink the coffee. Another filter is a colander. When you cook pasta, you pour off the starchy water and keep the pasta. Filters allow us to keep what is desirable and lets us discard the bad stuff. Do you have a filter? Not a coffee filter or a strainer or a colander. I mean a life filter, a manner of deciding what to let into your life and what you should keep out. Without a filter, you're constantly fighting an uphill battle through the sludge of life. Small successes can be bittersweet because there's always something, little dirty thing, unexpected gotcha that gets in the way of the purity of the experience. Having a filter is so necessary because it makes life's joys more enjoyable because threats to your happiness are kept at bay or discarded away. Let me give you a real-life example. A friend of mine recently retired from being a pretty important person at the Pentagon. She was one of the most high-ranking women there. She was one of the key decision-makers on issues that affected our troops abroad. She shared with me her decision-making methodology. It was her filter of sorts. She said when faced with a decision, the answer to both of these questions had to be yes. Number one, was it in the best interest of the military? Number two, was it in the best interest of the American taxpayers? Having a framework for making those important decisions made it a lot easier for her. It was never an emotional decision because she was mad at her boss and wanted to be defiant. It wasn't a situational decision, like she's at the beach, so why would anyone else need boots when sandals would be perfect? She made objective decisions made by processing the information through a filter, straining out the best and throwing out the rest. Having a framework for making decisions also made it easier for her to be confident in the decisions she made and to defend her decisions in case they were ever challenged. It's hard to argue when someone who has firmly established their priorities and makes their decisions based on those firmly established priorities. It's even harder for her to make a decision contrary to the framework she's established without completely reconsidering the reasons she firmly established the framework in the first place. Enough about my Pentagon friend. Let me ask you, my friend, do you have a firmly established framework by which you make decisions in your life? If so, great. I'm giving you a telephonic clap. I'm so sure that it's extremely freeing to be able to make decisions objectively without the heat of the moment, height of temper, wishy-washy, whichever way the wind blows, random way most of us make decisions. It's common knowledge that decisions made emotionally are often regrettable because emotions and circumstances are always subject to change. Love, hate, like, happy, sad, mad, human beings can be so emotional sometimes. It would serve us all well to not make decisions in such variable states. If you don't have a personal life filter or a personal compass firmly established in your life right now, I'd like to offer you a framework with which you could create one. Ready? Here it is. Ask yourself these two questions. Number one, who are you at your core? Number two, what do you stand for or believe in more than anything? When you take a step back and honestly answer these two questions objectively without emotional or situational bias, making decisions in your life will be so much easier. You will have an unwavering confidence if you agree to say yes and move forward. Or you will say no and comfortably decline without second guessing because the information presented, once processed, did not come out on the desirable side of the filter. Why is this important, you ask? Because things are constantly changing. The only thing constant in life is change. And if you don't have a filter through which to process the change that's happening around you, you could get blown around and swept up into the hurricane of uncertainty and confusion in other people's lives. Having a life filter, a personal compass, keeps you grounded, on course, and headed in the right direction. Imagine what it would be like to be on a journey to somewhere you've never been before without a compass or a map, or these days, without GPS. All kinds of anxiety and fear would creep up in, and you may be tempted to change your mind along the way, trying to turn back and trace your tracks back to where you started. Stuck in the middle of nowhere, unsure of which way to go in either direction because you have no compass. But that won't happen to me or to you because we have, or we will have after this call, a framework for processing decisions and changes. This clarity brings us more confidence. And when you confidently make a decision, wow, something amazing happens. I don't know about you, but in my life experience, once I made a 100% all-in, no turning back, burn the bridges, do-or-die decision about something, all kinds of divine interventions have shown up to help me achieve my goal. It's always a struggle, and it has taken me so much more time when I'm teeter-tottering back and forth or halfway committed, baby toe instead of the full foot in the pool, sometiming with my actions instead of 100% committed. 100% committed is where the magic happens. I bet if you ask every one of the influencers, the SVPs, the RVPs, when their businesses started to really take off, they could remember the day when they made a 100% sold-out decision to go full throttle with ACN, period. Making that level of committed decision can obviously be a scary thing, or else all of us would do it more often. When you commit at that level, you're betting everything and trusting your gut and God to come through for you. It's like making the decision to jump from mountaintop to mountaintop with no parachute. When you reach the top you jump to, you won't be exactly sure how you did it with no parachute, but what you are sure of is that it had to happen or else. It's confidence, it's courage, it's mental toughness, it's stubbornness, it's commitment, it's grit, it's determination, it's faith, it's heart, it's soul, it's no excuses, it's having a personal compass to guide you through when no one or nothing else can. All of this is inside of you right now, ready to be processed through your personal filter. The fear, the doubt, the discouragement, the haters, all of that slime is mixing in with the good stuff inside of you and fogging up your vision, and it will soon be left behind like the garbage that it is. The cream always rises to the top, so that's where I'm looking forward to seeing you, at the top of ACN. So to you, the creme de la creme, who took the time to jump on this Mojo call this morning because you know that pouring a massive amount of positivity into your mind every day will help filter out all the crazy things going on in the world. I say blessings to you today and every day, and have the best day.